This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. It's that time for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those, but call in if you don't get through right away. Please try back, and we'll try to get you in. 877-975-9825. And good morning, Birdie. What's bugging you?
Yes, hi. Thank you for having me on air. Yeah, what's bothering me is that gold card Trump is going to pass where they allow people to pay $5 million from other countries that are wealthy, $5 million, and then you get a card and you can come in here and become a citizen eventually. But that bothers me because when they asked him, will you sell that to the Russian oligarchs? He said, yeah, some of them are nice people. And if you know Russian oligarchs, you know what, that there were pretty rich people during the when it was the Soviet Union, and they pass only laws that benefit the rich and mm-hmm. screw everybody else. And so, you know, that's really a concern. I don't want everybody. Then you have all this people from Saudi Arabia. They're super rich, and people from all over the country. They're coming here. And that's really concerning.
Yeah. And I hear you. I hear those concerns. But look, we have 11 to 20 million folks that are here illegally. The people who would be paying the $5 million would be thoroughly vetted.
Yes.
And yes, you might get some that have different political philosophies, but they're not going to have the ability to, you know, change the votes of an area, even if he, you know, lets in, thousands of them. But look, it's worth exploring, is what I say. But your concerns are noted. Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Good morning. So I know that I focus on roads a lot, but Gainesville City Commissioners want to have the citizens' input on making roadways safer. Okay, how about if you don't synchronize the lights so that you hit every single one of them, make the yellow lights a little bit longer, and let's start enforcing the laws that we have. Give tickets to people that don't use their blinkers, that don't have their headlights on, that are passing in school zones, that are tailgating, that are just driving wrong. I told Sandy Darnell one time, I said, if you give me a ticket book, I guess I could get all of your deputies a raise.
Yeah, and those red lights that are not synchronized, they are synchronized to create a traffic calming effect so that you...
It doesn't make me calm, Bob.
I know it doesn't. 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You. We've got some open lines right now. Let's go to Jerry. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is the recently passed in the House the budget bill that calls for a debt ceiling raise of $4 trillion over 4 years. I think that's fiscally irresponsible of the Republicans. I mean, you're not going to agree with everything that everybody does, but, I mean, that would then raise the budget deficit to $40 trillion. Already paying the interest on the current debt we have is the single largest expenditure of discretionary spending.
Yep.
I think that is very irresponsible.
Yeah, I don't know what the defense of that is, in essence. This is going to raise the expenditures, or is it just raising the cap on those expenditures? That's one of the questions, and you know who I'm going to ask about?
Go ahead,
Greg.
Mr. Cotta.
Cat Kamek.
Yes.
How'd I know?
Because you're smart and you booked her.
Well, there's that.
Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. The previous caller just totally pulled my bugging out verbatim. What's bugging me is this latest budgetary bill that passed adds $4 trillion to the debt ceiling. So I'm sorry, you can't play both sides of the field. You can't have Doge trying to cut trillions of dollars and then increase your credit card limit as a nation. That's what's bugging me. Thanks, guys.
All right. Yeah, again.
Well
said. We will get some information on all of that. Good morning, Jeff. What's bugging you?
In a hole. They don't know what a bad administration is or a good administration. God bless America.
All right. God bless you, Jeff. Let's go to Spencer. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Well, the I-75-500, I call it. My brother's dying of cancer in Claremont, but I'm not getting out on here on 75 to try to get to Claremont. It's too dangerous. 27 is just a red light from here to Claremont. They've got to clean this up and quick. Another lane going 4 wide ain't going to help.
Yeah, it's no fun. But, yeah, I think Highway 27 might be your best bet, even though you said you got a lot of red lights. But if you don't want the craziness that is the interstate.
And it is.
It can be.
Yeah.
All you got to do is stay out of my way. It's not going to be a problem otherwise.
Mm.
Get out of the left lane. Camping is fun, not
yes.
in the left lane.
There you go.
Jeff, what's bugging you?
That lady stole my thunder, but imagine the revenue Florida could generate if they gave out tickets to the speeders, the lane jumpers who almost kill people. It would be a $100 billion surplus in a few months.
There you go.
What about all these truckers? And I'm friends with a lot of truckers. Don't get mad at me. But it used to be they avoided the left lane. Legally, in some cases, like on the interstate, they weren't allowed to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
But going down like a 4-lane roadway... Man, they're camped in that left lane. Yes, and I noticed this.
Huh.
This happened much more frequently during and after COVID. It's almost like, I don't know if it's a bunch of new drivers or they relax the rules for a little while or whatever. But yeah, and what happens is they get in my way,
mm-hmm.
and that creates a problem. So ticket the people that are camping in the left lane.
There you go.
That's what I want.
There you go.
Get out of the left lane.
had my finger on the button just in case.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And coming up at 8:05, we'll talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamek about the budget and Byron. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.